Yeah, okay, so welcome to, that's some music we're probably going to play on the show tonight for Dean Wheeler. This is Dean Wheeler's World of Yoga. Hi, everyone, I'm Dean Wheeler, and I'm inspired to do Dean Wheeler because I haven't done Dean Wheeler in a long time. And a lot of people may be wondering, well, why are you doing these standalone characters, you know? Because it's fun, and it's a change of pace for me. And you'll notice I'm in character right now. I can't get out of it. Help, I'm locked in the Dean Wheeler mode. Ugh. All right. But I was thinking Dean tonight could be doing... This is Dean Wheeler's World of Yoga. And with me is Guy Fenton. Dr. Fenton from the Yoga Institute. Doctor?
Hello, Dean. We are most appreciative... Hello, Dean. We are most appreciative of the efforts that you've made on behalf of Yoga. And we at the Yoga Institute...
Now, I invented Yoga.
Well, you want to go down that road? That's fine. We can get the lawyers.
No, I don't want to get any lawyers. What?
I've told you, Yoga predates... your supposed invention.
I thought I had created Yoga. You told me.
You had created a version of Yoga. I wanted to tell you that what you've created is something that is interesting, and we can talk about that, but and we could call it Dean Wheeler's Yoga, or we could call it Wogo, or Dogo, Dean Wologo. I thought we could call it the Dean Wheeler Yoga. Or we could call it Yoga instead of Yoga.
Oh, you're going to do the... That's Phil Hendry's method.
Who's Phil Hendry? Who's Phil Hendry?
Oh, he's the host. It's his website that we're on right now.
I see.
And Mr. Hendry emphasizes the second syllable, like he calls a baboon, baboon, right?
Yeah.
And he calls raccoons, raccoons.
What does this have to do with... So you're going to call Yoga Yoga?
No, you said you would, you lame fuck.
Why, you lousy... Ah! Go ahead, say that again, man. Ooh, the left hand. Here comes the right hand. Bang! Here comes the left hand. Bang! Right. See that?
Yeah.
Boom! Ooh, caught you with that left. Bam, 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 bam. What?
All right, so we have that. Let me see if there's anything else we can do. Let's see. We need some...
Dean Wheeler's World of Yoga.
Dr. Raccoon. Dr. Raccoon. Dr. Raccoon. Dr. Willem Yoga. How are you, sir?
Very good, Dean. Thank you.
I thought I had invented Yoga.
No, you invented Yoga. We can call it Yoga.
Hey, 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 hey.
Am I tired or what? God, I'm fucking tired, man. We stayed up late last night. Jackie and I did our usual date night. We watched a movie. We watched A Star Is Born, and she had not seen it. I had seen it before. Congratulations to the Chiefs. Congratulations to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Astounding career Tom Brady's had, just astounding. 43 years of age, this guy. But you know something? I think this is going to become the new norm. I think that you're going to see more and more men playing into their 40s at the position of quarterback. Any position that is not, even though quarterbacks take some pretty brutal beating from time to time, the position, relatively speaking, there's less contact than there is playing in other positions, especially high-speed contact, that kind of thing. So quarterbacks... Since everybody wants the ball, the quarterback knows where the ball is at all times and can get rid of the ball or run with it. But the point being, it's possible that quarterbacks we're going to see more and more quarterbacks playing into their 40s, that Tom Brady is simply the beginning of a trend that all athletes, men and women, will play, have much longer careers, depending upon the sport. What do you think? I think it's possible. And so that's what we're going to talk about tonight on Dean Wheeler's You Go. With me is Dr. Whit Brown. With me is Dr. Whit You Go. With me is Dr. Whit Raccoon. That sounds too much like coon. But Dr. Whit Baboon.
Hi, thank you, Dean. Yes, Dean. Well, you know that there is more to this than meets the eye. I call it Yogo. Yogo? No, I came up with Yogo. You call it Yogo. What you do is not Yogo. You have some wild thing where you play Twister and you wind up with your nose stuck in a very, very unfortunate place. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, do you? Huh? Boy, I could sure use that coffee that I had. I had a cup of coffee. I don't know where the hell it went.